the girl that's supposed to be fucking Asian and is not.
Well, yeah, she's the secretary at Government House, and she was, and he catches her peeping at the door, or listening at the door.
And he's like, you should come over to my hotel and smoke my pole later.
So he sets up a date to fuck her so that he can arrest her.
I'm not exaggerating. That's literally the line.
She does have tape or something to make her eyes look slanted because the actress is not Chinese. She's not Asian, but they make her look Asian.
This movie's problematic.
Hi, I'm Jameson Newlander, Alan Frog from The Lost Boys, and you're watching Frog Brothers Podcast.
What's Scooby-Doo running from a spooky ghost?
It's refreshment time, folks.
Are either one of these any good?
Do you like scary movies?
I don't watch movies.
I have to return some videotapes.
You have a TV?
No. I just like to read the TV guide. Read the TV guide. Don't need a TV.
Books, records, films, these things matter. Call Michelle. It's the fucking truth.
Over 1,600 titles, each for rent at just $2 the first night, and only a...
Finish him.
I don't watch TV.
Yeah, but you are aware that there's an invention called television, and on this invention they show shows, right?
Watch a few movies, take a few notes.
Okay, I want channels 18, 24, 63, 109, 87, and the Weather Channel.
Welcome to the Frog Brothers Podcast with your hosts, Justin and Alec.
Hello.
Go ahead, keep going.
Hello and welcome to the Frog Bros Podcast, Spectre Vision. Just kidding. Haunted by tapes. Still wrong. Oh yeah, this one's called James Bondage. James Bondage.
You really went to Spectre Vision at first?
If we were reviewing the movie.
I thought you were joking at first, and then you said Haunted by Tapes, and I was like, but it's not that either.
No, I was being a smartass because the Spectre Bond bad guy.
Oh yeah, yeah, that checks.
Group. That was kind of like one of those things.
Yeah, but we're going to get sued now.
No.
By Elijah Wood.
No, but the dog's right in the fucking camera.
Hell yeah. That's what we like, is dogs.
Mac, yeah.
Camera. We don't even talk about a movie. We can just chill with Mac here.
Talk about the dog.
Yeah, he's hanging out with me upstairs.
Dog. So. Come here, Boogie.
The other dogs are napping, or sleeping, I should say. What? So, we're going to talk Dr. No tonight. I got a confession to make.
You never seen this before.
I did not even get a chance to watch it for this. So I'm going to hear your guys' opinion about it and decide if I'm going to watch it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I just didn't have time.
Oh my God.
Didn't have access to it anywhere. So
Amazon.
Jesus.
You had to rent it.
Nick, you're going to be carrying the tape because I didn't watch it either. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, you watched amazing. I got over here and you were watching it.
Yeah, I was finishing it up when you got
what
here.
What do you mean you got to rent on Amazon? I thought it was free.
Mm-mm. No, it was asking me to rent or buy.
Really?
So, yeah.
I mean, we could have.
I know you guys
handled this.
Amazon owns the fucking thing.
Well, you guys have it on your.
And I have it on DVD.
DVD box sets.
Yeah, we own it.
No, but there's some interesting stuff though. So this is the first Bond flick, obviously. This is based off what, this fifth or sixth book, something like that.
Yeah, about like that, I think. Yeah.
And so there was
60th anniversary book of this film and the film series.
Yeah. The book version of this dropped in 1958. This came out in 1962, obviously. So this one's a little old.
I was about to say, isn't Casino Royale the first book?
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
it's like the fifth or sixth, you said, right?
Something like that.
In the series, I think. I think you're correct on that. I think I was reading about that as well.
Yeah, it's just interesting how they started this. And obviously, this one was like very low budget and kind of had a mixed reception to begin with from what I was kind of hearing about it.
It holds up but, a little bit.
But it really kind of became its own thing. And people look back at this as one of the best Bond movies ever made. So since I haven't seen it, I would just have to ask you guys, like, do you agree, is this in your top 10 Bond films?
I do like this and... the next one, the best out of the Connery films. Because I feel like they started to get a little silly in Goldfinger, which was the third one. So these are the two most serious Connery films for sure. And I usually like the more serious films. So top 10, probably. There's only like 25 now. So,
I don't know. I'd have to make a list, but it's possible.
Okay. Just curious.
This is one of the more faithful to the novel as well.
Like, if you're going to watch any of the Connery ones, you should definitely watch this one. And like Nick said, the next one. And then I would, regardless of what Nick says, I'll also watch Goldfinger just because it is iconic.
Yeah.
It's like he said.
Well, I'm not saying don't watch it. I'm one of the few Bond fans that don't really put Goldfinger that high.
It's just iconic, really. That's what it is. It's one of the more famous ones, and because of the weird shit that's...
It firmly established the Bond tropes.
Well, yeah, you also have the characters that are... Like, a character named Goldfinger is interesting. It's an interesting concept.
I think Goldfinger's a little boring person.
The character, yes.
Certain parts are interesting, but I think...
Yeah.
Like, especially after he gets kidnapped and goes to Kentucky, is like...
And then you get Odd Job, which, come on.
Well, yeah, there's elements that I love, but...
Interesting things.
But anyway, yeah, I think there's elements to that that are famous. But yeah, Dr. No, let me know what you guys think about it, because this is where it started.
Well, I do like, it's interesting. It goes immediately into the credit sequence.
Yeah, there's
as opposed to
pre-title sequence. Yeah. Like in all the other films.
I do like the credit sequence though. Pretty cool, pretty fun. It's not as typical as what you'd expect from if you've mainly watched the other ones. And I've only seen this, I think, once before.
They incorporate some elements of the title sequence in the most recent film as well, with the dots and everything.
Yeah.
And there's a rumor that originally...
Very 60s.
What's his name in the villain in No Time to Die? He was... he did the...
I didn't see that one.
Queen movie. What's his name? Justin, you know.
What?
The villain in...
Roger...
The most recent film. He was in the Malik, what's his name?
Yeah, I know his name because he's pretty talented. Obviously, he was best known for the Queen biopic where he played Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, but there was a rumor.
He's a great villain, though.
They originally planned for him to be Dr. No.
Oh, Rami Malek?
Yeah.
Now yeah, that's it.
Originally, he was going to be Dr. No.
I didn't see either of those. So.
In this film, like how they brought Blofeld back. And in No Time to Die, and they call him Doctor at one point. And...
this is very typical James Bond shit. Like, that's the thing about this. It like really does set the template for the rest of the stuff, because you're in fucking Jamaica, and you're seeing some fucking shenanigans going down at a table, and then you're introduced to strange ways.
Strangways,
whatever they call them. I just feel like it should be pronounced Strangways because it's cooler that way. Anyway, he ends up murdered, so it sucks to be him.
That's pretty interesting.
Looking into some shit for the American government, according to MI6, and
dubbed MI7 because MI6 didn't officially exist at this point in the real world.
Sylvia Trench is introduced.
And she would be back in the next film, briefly.
Which, hopefully he bangs her then, too, because...
Oh, he's in the middle of banging her. Wouldn't I say?
Or
just finished, I guess.
Of course, ends up banging her. Anyway, they're playing blackjack, so of course you're getting him right into the casinos.
Baccarat, I think.
Really? I thought they were doing blackjack just because I saw the one hand and it was a king based on two cards, a king and a nine. I literally wasn't paying that much attention.
It has similarities to...
And that checks out.
But like the objective, I think, is 9 versus 21.
Oh.
The face cards are worth 0.
Oh, interesting.
So, unlike blackjack.
Well, there you go. There you have it.
Specifically, they're playing Charmaine de Fer, how you pronounce it, which I think is a variant of...
This is mostly going to be Justin sitting there while I talk about the plot, and then Nick corrects me every time I'm wrong about something, which is totally fine.
I do the trivia.
Yeah, yeah.
This is amazing. I'm just petting my dog here.
I actually didn't watch either, Justin, but I've seen it a million times in my life, so I know it backwards and forwards.
I also...
Good.
I think the other movies had more elaborate scores. They had more production for scores. So this one... plays the James Bond theme throughout it a lot.
Well, the next one does it too, yeah.
And I'm not necessarily complaining about it. I get it. It's budget.
They don't wait for Bond moments. They just play it all the time.
Oh, yeah, he's walking through the casino and it's just like...
He opens the door to his hotel.
Yeah, I had a theme counter going.
Well, actually, I liked it at the airport.
And they played it 5 times.
Not including
the... Okay.
Not including the...
No, that includes the intro.
And the end titles.
That includes the intro and not the end titles. So that's 6 times minimum. That's that I counted. I also did a bang counter because he seemed to be getting lots of pussy in this movie. Not from just one woman. So I was like, interesting.
He fucks that one girl and then immediately has her arrested.
Yeah, yeah. What if that's fucking, that's wrong. I'm sorry, but that is fucked up.
What, the tape on her that eyes is... make her look Chinese?
Is well, she was going to kill him, but like, you're still a fucking federal agent.
Well, no, she wasn't going to kill him. The guy on the in the car was supposed to
but
kill
yeah,
him.
Yeah, but and then she knew.
Then when she showed up at his house, she's like, oh, she was all surprised that he was there.
Yeah.
And then he bangs her.
Well, that's later, though. But before that, he exits in a hurry while flirting with her. And then the James Bond theme is used a lot. And then he flirts with Moneypenny or whatever. And then talks to...
M.
Yeah, M. And then he's there for a little minute. They take away his Beretta, make him switch to a Walther PPK.
That's Q, played by a different actor than all the rest of them.
Oh, really? Was that the only one that...
They call him Major Boothroyd, which is Q's real name. But yeah, the next next film would be Desmond Llewellyn for the next 15 movies or whatever it is.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's the same character.
Yeah, so then he shows up in her room, and my next note was, oh yeah, oh, she looks hot in this scene. I'm glad she didn't before, but you know, she's in less clothes, so yeah, of course.
She's just wearing his shirt. Right?
Yeah, basically. She's like, what's she golfing in his room or something? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's like, is this what you always wear to golf? Take off your panties and shit on my face.
That's one of the few times you see one of the few times you see
pushers always whine about their beast.
I'm not eating the pushy, I'm eating the butthole.
Sometimes women deserve a good slap. Whatever he says.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jesus Christ. We need to fucking soundbite that.
No, we don't.
No,
but maybe.
I like how maybe for this too, just dating it.
Oh yeah.
I mean, clearly it's dating.
Oh yeah.
But you know,
anytime you see those old airlines, oh, that's hilarious. You're like, oh, that airline hasn't existed in my lifetime.
Yeah, pretty much.
What happened to them?
They flew to Jamaica, Kingston. Kingston, Jamaica.
Yeah, this is different for a Bond movie as it was only shot in London and Jamaica.
And you see the guy watching him with the newspaper, and then you're kind of suspicious about the car already because the way the guys are acting, but of course James Bond is way on top of this and he already knows these motherfuckers are trying to kill him, getting him in this car and fucking him up quick before he has a chance to do anything. But that's not quite what's happening with the guy who's watching him, although you think he's in on it. He turns out to be CIA. Mm-hmm. And he's...
Felix Leiter.
I was about to say, what is his name? Felix...
Felix Leiter, yeah.
Leiter. And,
he's like the typical go-to American that, you know, Bond is chummy with.
Yeah, basically. They end up giving each other hand jobs at the bar. Mm. In the back.
Shaken, not stirred.
Which actually is sort of referenced in this, but it's
what?
Mixed like you said, sir, not stirred. Yeah. I noted that because it wasn't quite the line and it wasn't him saying it, but it was like, it's almost there, you know?
I can't remember.
Yeah, they get to that.
I don't know.
Does Connery ever say that?
I don't even know if it's said exactly the way that people quote it. It could just be a misquote, like people misquote all the time. It's... You know,
well, he does say it that way in some movies. But
I was about to say he says
I don't remember Connery
something to that effect, surely.
Yeah, but he never orders a Shirley Temple.
No.
The only person who can deliver a Shirley Temple is Epstein on a Pan Am flight. Too dark?
That's pretty twisted.
he tells the guy he's driving, you're driving kind of fast, aren't you? And he's like, well, it seems like we're being followed. And he's like, well, I'll try to lose them. And while you do it, I'll jerk you off. And, Then he goes and hides behind the bush, and he's like, what the fuck is this? Then he gives him an ass beating. And it's, you know, it's in typical fashion. It's a little bit cheesy and clunky, but it's still, you buy it enough. It works, I think, don't you?
Is it where they...
Like the fight choreography?
I know the early films, they'd like speed up the... During fights and shit.
It wasn't too noticeable. It wasn't like watching Buster Keaton or anything.
It is weird watching older films and just their editing decisions and...
Well, yeah, things were just done differently. But this was exploring. They were exploring this new type of... That's how I look at this. When I see it, I'm like, people weren't doing...
I love the...
This type of shit yet.
I love the rear projection in old movies.
Yeah,
driving.
Classic.
Is this the one where he gives him a cigarette and he bites it and it's cyanide or whatever?
That's not yet. Is
that
it?
Later?
Oh, you know, that is yet. That does happen. You're right.
Yeah.
That is yet.
Everything you're watching is happening now. Yeah, the cyanide cigarette, that's pretty interesting. He's like, I want a cigarette. And then he fucking kills himself and bites the cigarette. There's cyanide in there.
And then Bond drives to the hotel with the dead guy in the backseat and he tells the
valet to... The valet's just like, what the fuck? And he's at the government place at that point, isn't he? Because it looks like a government guy, not just a regular valet.
Oh, yeah, they go to the...
Government house, they call it?
Government house, yeah.
And then he goes and sees Quarrel, who gives him some shit at first. And then he follows him over to the bar at the dock. And then he invites him in the back and proceeds to blow him. Mm-hmm. No, he doesn't blow him. I didn't write this movie, God damn it. It's a shame, though. If I had a time machine, that's what we should do, is write a time machine movie about somebody going back in time and fucking with movies.
What was Quarrel's friend's name? He wrestles alligators.
His name is Pushyfellow.
Pussfeller, yeah.
It is Pussfeller.
Yeah.
Pushyfellow. That's what I call him.
Meow, meow, meow.
Or realistically, mouth pushy fellow or butt pushy fellow. Depends on how I'm feeling. I'm sorry. No, that scene's pretty interesting because then it reveals that they're working with the CIA agent Felix.
Played by Jack Lord from Hawaii Five-0.
This is where you learn that he's CIA and that he's on James Bond's side.
After this film, they decided to recast him because they thought he was at least as cool as James Bond, and they didn't want him overshadowing.
Damn.
So most of the Felix Leiters in the film series are dorks.
Are there a bunch more appearances?
Yeah, he's played by a different person like every film.
I didn't know he was in a bunch of them. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to go.
Yeah, he's like the American tropey agent that he works with all the time.
Until the Daniel Craig era, only one person played him twice.
Interesting.
Huh. And it's usually like a fat, schlubby.
American. Yeah, it's got to be the American stereotype.
Or an older
there.
Guy.
This is where my notes absolutely suck dick, and you're going to have to carry us, Nick.
Oh, my God.
So I got to tell you guys.
You didn't watch it.
I got to tell you. You're not making me want to watch this movie at all. So, Nick, you really got to sell it for me here, man.
Why? No, you have to watch it now.
No, you got to go smart gremlin on me. With you with the glasses on, I feel like you're like smart gremlin now. I want to see some like sophisticated shit out of you.
Dr. No.
Dr. Nick.
Why did you stop?
I'll be Sean Connery and you can be Brain.
Why did you stop taking notes?
My next note is Evil Lair, Nick.
What the fuck?
So that's how far I jumped ahead. Because I was just watching.
Well, you remember
figured,
it, right?
I figured you were going to be here, and he would have watched it and took notes, too. So I was like, this is enough coverage.
You two are the hosts.
Yeah, but you're the Bond guy.
I'm just extra information.
You're the one into bondage.
You didn't watch Dr. No?
You're the James Bondage.
Oh, yeah, you didn't want to pay for it. I thought all the Bond movies were free on Amazon, though.
No, I told you that at the beginning of this.
I know, but I'm saying, I thought, because they own it, I thought that was part of the...
I mean, they're a for-profit business, so they don't include that with their Prime subscription, unfortunately.
They don't charge for their TV shows.
Losers,
Losers always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
Do you have an Amazon Prime subscription?
Yes, we do.
That's weird.
So, oh, I know where I can talk about. The girl that's supposed to be fucking Asian and is not.
Well, yeah, she's the secretary at Government House, and she was, and he catches her peeping at the door, or listening at the door.
And he's like, you should come over to my hotel and smoke my pole later.
So he sets up a date to fuck her so then he can rest her.
I'm not exaggerating. That's literally the line.
She does have tape or something to make her eyes look slanted because the actress is not China, is not Asian, but they make her look Asian.
This movie's problematic, but I'm not that I have a problem with it because I'm Sean Connery and I slap women. Allegedly.
Yeah.
not allegedly, he admitted it.
I'm dead, allegedly. Give me head.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen is my best film.
Oh my God. I want to see that at the theater.
I never even saw that. I knew better than that. I was like, this is man's last hurrah to stay.
Did you guys ever see
off his retirement home?
Did you guys ever see the Avengers movie with Ralph Fiennes and Uma Thurman?
She was hot in that, but I didn't see it.
That was terrible.
We had a VHS copy of that growing up, but I never watched it.
I saw that at the theater too. I was like, oh,
I never watched it. I think dad or mom bought it or something on clearance or something. I don't know who, but we had it on VHS. I don't know if you remember this.
Avengers?
Yes, but
I don't know.
I never the watched Avengers it. Or
whichever one, the Marvel.
Yeah. The not Marvel Avengers movie? Yeah.
I think it's just Avengers, right?
Uma Thurman's in it. And I was in her in it too. At least behind the scenes. Behind the Charlie scenes. I was in him too.
Did you notice the tarantula scene? Where you can clearly see the plexiglass over Sean Connery as it's claiming. Did you know that tarantulas aren't actually poisonous?
Yeah, no.
They're not actually deadly at all?
Was it? It was never poisonous at all. Yeah, that's interesting. I thought it was looking weird.
Yeah, there's like when it's actually Connery, there's a piece of plexiglass over him.
That's fucking hilarious.
And you can't see Connery's face. It's a stunt double, and it's actually climbing on that.
That
stunt
checks
double
out.
Wow. But yeah, Sean Connery's a real pushy.
Yeah, tarantulas are perfectly safe and not.
Should let a tarantula climb on you.
And not an assassin's tool.
They're not venomous. That's for sure.
If I was getting paid in a movie,
whatever, they're not deadly. Anyway.
And living his lifestyle, I'd be like, yeah, fuck it, give me a tarantula. I don't give a fuck.
I always thought they were deadly until
recently. I mean, I'm not going out and looking for tarantulas to climb on me, but if I was in his situation, I would have been like, yeah, let me do that. Let me get that glass out of here.
I'm not a pusher.
If it's an animal, Nick, it's venomous. If it's a plant, it's poisonous.
Whatever.
Just saying.
Regardless, the tarantula is not.
I know you're a producer. But you're a smart, intelligent man.
But
I would help you out here.
I would not let it climb on me, regardless of whether
I am not a smart man, but I know what cum is.
Would you let one crawl up your butt?
Is venom not
again?
Is venom not considered a poison? I don't know.
Venom is different than poison.
What's the difference?
Topher Grace played venom.
It's an animal poison.
And then
you ever heard of an anti-venom? You ever heard of an anti-poison?
No.
You make an anti-venom.
This is the weirdest fucking podcast.
This episode is just garbage. Sorry if you're watching.
Anti-poison ivy is just like that cream.
Somebody at some point is going to watch this and be like, oh, yeah, I really want to hear somebody's thoughts on Dr. No.
Well, you two didn't do your homework, so.
I did.
They're going to.
You didn't even watch it.
But I have it memorized, so it doesn't matter.
Do you? Because you're not going forward with anything? What happened next?
I just asked you about the fucking tarantula.
Okay. I'll give you that. We're talking about the tarantula.
I'm going through the highlights here.
The tarantula.
Wait, Home Alone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now I'm picturing it. Which I did look at that shirt at Walmart today. I didn't find it at this one, so.
Yeah, it was,
oh, yeah.
It was the Olathe South Target that I was at.
Typical.
You don't even get t-shirts over here.
There's a couple Grinch ones that are cool and some fucking like elf and dumb shit like that.
I wasn't sure if you'd like that shirt or not with the wet bandits.
I do.
You know what I don't
I
like?
Do like it.
You know what I don't like about it?
What?
Is it says Home Alone real big at the bottom.
Yeah.
And I'd rather just not say Home Alone at all. I mean, they're going to put it on the tag or whatever, but.
Yeah. They're bad at that shit. They make shit too cheesy. Mm-hmm. Like there's no, like they have a Christmas Vacation shirt and it sucks dick.
Well, and it's like a light red color. Did you like
Yes.
Did you pay attention to the movie? I know you stopped paying attention when I got here.
I started waxing my pole when Honey Rider came out of the water.
Did you like when Quarrel got burned by the dragon?
No.
You're like dragon.
Dragon. I think I would have
bad dragon.
Being a dragon.
It was like a tank or something made to look like a dragon, and then like
what the ladies call my dick.
All the local tank. People thought it was a real dragon.
Climb inside. Put on a helmet.
Because according to the British, you know, the islanders are dumb.
Yeah. Well, the British owned Jamaica as a colony until 1962. So, well, interesting facts, huh?
But that was a fake island.
You're a fake island.
Crab Key or whatever.
Crab Key Island. That's the one. That's the silver tuna.
My brain is melted right now, dude. I'm baked as fuck, and I didn't really watch the rest of this hardly. I mean, I've watched it. I sat there, but like, I was baked as hell, and I wasn't taking notes. So after the evil, they get to the evil lair. Mm-hmm. They spend a while in the water first, avoiding people, right?
Yeah.
With Quarrel. And then somewhere along the way,
Quarrel gets burned to death by a dragon.
Okay, yeah, Quarrel gets burned to death by a dragon. A bad dragon.
And then they... it's one of those Bond tropes where the villain like puts them up in a nice room and gives them nice clothes and feeds them dinner. And...
You know, the press once asked me, who has the better bushy? John Cusack or Nicolas Cage? I'll tell you right now, it's Nicolas Cage.
Who would you rather bone? John Cusack or Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage now or 1979?
That's a fair question.
I don't know if he's making movies yet or not. Well, it was 1974.
Nicolas Cage?
In 79, he was making movies in the 70s?
Maybe not, but he was in Valley Girl in like 1981, right? Or 82, whatever year that came out. 83, maybe even. But shit. He was probably even something.
Was he making movies in the 70s when he was still using the Coppola name?
I have no idea.
But anyway, the best part of this movie is just the dinner scene. Did you pay attention to that?
No.
Oh, my God.
All right.
I remember it.
Scene.
Here's a line from it.
I want sharks with laser beams attached to their heads.
Because the ending sequence of this is literally just Austin Powers, if you've seen Austin Powers,
well,
which I know you
Powers
have.
Ending is Dr.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's almost, like, visually it looks a lot like it, you know, their costumes.
Well, that's why he's
shit.
Also called Dr. Evil, even though his appearance is based on Blofeld.
Yeah, yeah. It checks
even
out.
Wearing the suit.
Yep.
Okay, that's fair. So what you're saying is I watch Austin Powers and have fun. And skip this and basically know the whole story.
No, because remember when we reviewed Austin Powers last time and it didn't hold up?
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of like that. Parts of it were okay still, but then it was like, ooh. And then I watched the second one and I was like, oh man, this is bad sequelitis. Like this, I loved this one as a kid and now it's terrible to me.
Well, they made a third one too. And I was,
which is an abortion.
I didn't like the third one.
They should have aborted that movie like I didn't. All those actresses' babies
dad,
in the 70s.
His dad was the only good thing about it, I thought.
Alec is so high, it's amazing.
I don't mean... Yeah. Sorry.
He's just saying weird shit at this point. Just weird, weird shit.
Losers always whine about their breasts.
Good times.
So you guys pay more attention to the more recent Bond films, right? Like you guys...
Yes.
You guys like GoldenEye.
I've seen that more than any other Bond movie.
We could have done
sure.
Tomorrow Never Dies because it was the...
I had that on VHS growing up.
What, 25th anniversary of Tomorrow Never Dies this year?
Mr. Bond, your car is delivered.
Sweet, let's go have sex in the back. In the back seat, there's a garden snake in there.
It's called a trouser snake.
You've got to help me get it out.
That's a garden snake if you got a big bush.
Somebody found my trouser snake in my car. What kind of
it bit me?
What kind of
to suck the poison out? Or as Justin would say, the venom.
I mean, to be correct, you have to say it's the venom.
What are we going to ask, Justin?
I have one of those mushroom cocks. You may as well call it a cobra. Get out your flute. Charm it. <I don't know.
laughs> Venom is a specialized type of poison. So I am correct by calling it poison.
I'm going to start calling my cum venom.
What are we going to ask, Justin? You were going to ask something.
I have no idea. If you were going to
ask
me...
You're not Justin.
Oh, you just said, what are we going to ask Justin?
Oh, what were you going to ask, comma, Justin?
Okay, I didn't... That wasn't clear on that song.
I thought you were talking to Alec, too, and I'm like, I don't know. I my train of thought's been derailed.
Started to ask something. I thought you're going to ask something about the movie, but...
Oh, yeah. So what kind of cool car shit did he have in this one, or is there no car tropes?
He drives...
Yeah, like machine guns that come out of his car, or...
No. It started with Goldfinger.
Oh, so there's like no fleshlight in the
drives other people.
Car that takes care of my drives?
In the third one, there's a bad monster.
What's it called? Fucking...
Bad dragon?
Dragon. I called it a bad monster.
That's the
editing brand.
In the third one.
Competing that's brand.
That's the Wish.com version.
Bad monster.
Can
I had to return the bad monster after one use. I tore right through the bastard.
Yeah, go ahead. It's a Dracula Hershey Kiss. Strawberry goo in the middle.
Hey, the point's broken off. The tip.
Just the way I like it. I won't shuck unshuck a shy's dick.
Fuck? Why does it taste like this?
It's strawberry.
Wow.
I just told you that.
I didn't hear you.
I said it's a Dracula Hershey's Kiss that has strawberry goo inside.
Strawberry goo.
I love how your Connery goes back and forth between like a Bane impersonation and a Sean Connery impersonation.
Well, that's what Bane sounded like, was a Connery impression.
Oh, Jesus.
You admitted born in the dark, or I was born in the darkness.
You merely ate the chocolate. Alex sucked the sauce out of it.
What? I got ruined.
I was born in the darkness.
All right. That's Dr. No, I think, isn't it?
No.
How did this movie end? What you got left?
He blows up.
Wait, we forgot to mention the professor came and tried to kill him.
Professor Dent went up.
Yeah, the geologist, right?
Yeah, that's the guy that put the tarantula in there. So he didn't really try to kill
him. Well, no, when he came again and tried to kill him again with a gun.
Oh, yeah. That's a good scene. Cause
yeah, because he sets up the bed and waits there.
A lot of people criticize it and say it's too cold blooded for Bond, but they also don't realize he's an assassin. So
I'm cold blooded. But I didn't wait till this corpse was cold to feel his blood, if you know what I mean. I used it as lube.
All right.
Alec is working on his sequel. It's called Necromancing the Stone.
We got to wait till Michael Douglas is dead. Funny in that?
That way we can do what Ghostbusters Afterlife did and extort his death. And I can necromance him.
What's that guy's name that played Egon? The old guy. Not Harold
Bob Gunton.
Bob Denton, yeah. I thought it was
Bob Gunton.
Gunton.
He said Denton.
And I said it just before. Nick just doesn't listen sometimes.
You think, oh, it's beautiful.
You think Gunton is waiting for...
He's waiting for more, Twister 2 to come out.
More CGI.
Yeah, now he gets to play Bill Paxton.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Bill Pullman. People always confuse these guys.
Dumb. Christ, July. It's no longer an American holiday.
Oh my God.
The 4th of July is no longer an American holiday.
That whole movie was just to make all countries celebrate the 4th of July.
It was. It was great propaganda for it, too. Everyone's like, damn, that's inspiring speech.
Yeah. Checks out. Well, if you guys are still here, you may as well head over to Patreon and subscribe if you want more patreon.com/frogbrospodcast.
patreon.com/frogbrospodcast.
They want more of this?
Of course they do.
They want more Bond. More Bond reviews.
Maybe next week we'll actually watch the movie.
Maybe. What are we doing next week? Let's tell the people.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing next week, Nick? Mm-hmm. Don't you know?
No.
You were talking about it. We were.
Yes, next week on the program, we will be reviewing the comedy classic of Clerks 3.
And the 1-year anniversary of Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Are we doing it's that? A comedy.
Are we doing that next week?
And then...
Yeah, because we're not going to be able to do the extra footage review of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. We'll also be recording a new commentary for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles for the Patreon.
Yep.
Mm. So sign up. It's only a couple dollars a month. It's cheaper than Red Bull. And highly entertaining.
This will be the first time I watch Ghostbusters Afterlife in a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
Good. We can talk about that. All right. Well, we will see you guys next week, and gals, and people, and everyone. Dogs, cats, living together,